key to generate the compassion, and key was to transform yourself, the key to transform yourself. Actually, in the beginning, you know, motivation, it said, doesn't matter the appearance, but the essence of the mind, you should often check yourself. Although, if we have a true altruistic mind, then this receiving teaching and practice, any kind of practice, recitation or circumambulation, meditation, anything you do become meaningful, and there is you're approaching something, approaching enlightenment. So, even this is a Mahayana tradition, is a way of Bodhisattva, is great teacher, Shantideva, his famous work. But whether we really match or we have the ability to correspond this teaching related to our own individual kind of motivation. If we say, oh, this is just a theory, what is the difference if I have an altruistic mind or not? You understand the theory or knowledge, that's enough. But for people who want to internal realization to achieve that state, then there is a certain criteria like motivation is the key behind all you do and all your purpose you drive to, from something that you are going to something. So you far away which ground you came from. If it's a totally selfish ground, and then you will embrace only self kind of related, selfish related qualities. And also the result will be also something related to the short benefit, because the self-bound, the very strong self-attachment will can absorb all activity into one point, self. Then what is the problem? It's a self-attachment is all kind of illusion and all suffering, all misunderstanding came from that ground. So self, the motivation, it's very, very important. So how we address, or how we know if we have a Mahayana teacher, we have a Mahayana text, each of us one text in our hand, and if we are in a Mahayana country or Buddhist temple lineage tradition, we are reciting the Mahayana kind of words in our mouth. It does that make all that we become Mahayana or great vehicle, that the path of great vehicle. It's not really, because these are appearance of the Dharma, appearance associated with those material teachings. But the key, who is going to be enlightened? This not this book, not this temple, but it's one's mind. So we should reflect our own mind, whether what is the goal we came or we study, we do meditation for what purpose. And then if you are only in the small box of yourself, then it's all story in that box. If that is a totally altruistic mind, then we really kind of match the teaching, and also we're going to transform our mind faster. Because non-self-attachment or less concentrated to ourself, then the true compassion also bursts from that ground. and because of altruistic mind, less attachment to self. This struggle of self or self-related kind of motivation thoughts will be released from that prison of the self. So it's a really, really important. So generally in any text or any kind of beginning of reciting the mantra and the pray to lineage master, and often there's a very special point. The point is the you take a refuge three times and generate compassion of the bodhicitta three times. Why those two is three times, rest is one time normally. Of course, it's sometimes mantra you can recite more. It is because if three times it's not enough for me, it's especially pay attention to current moment, what kind of thoughts you have, motivation you have, what mind drive you to do certain things. So reflect that if you do that, and then if you came from for yourself, and then it's not big wrong, but for Mahayana teachings often said you should dress yourself, means you should thinking about you also included in the limitless of compassionate beings. So if you wish to benefit all beings, that not only wish them well, but you want to achieve enlightenment in order to serve them. That is a big responsibility you have, and also that is the promise or commitment we made in Buddhist sattva vows. So often remember that commitment vows then help us to know through the study that it's not just a pleasant hearing and the contemplation of something complicated thinking. Not just hearing a theory, but we have this dedication to we want to continue to toward enlightenment, and that is the final goal. But behind that is we want to reach enlightenment to serve other sentient beings. So, without these, but if you are in a Theravadan tradition, for example, you are in Thailand or you're in, but you have some different practice, not a bodhisattva or something, but maybe arhat. But inside of you, you think about all sentient beings and for the benefit all other sentient beings to totally realize waking from ignorance and suffering. Then you are actually already in Mahayana role. It doesn't matter you are in Thailand or other kind of, if you are in Christian or other, if you have a totally, have the right path to compassion and right path to the wisdom, then it's different name. But of course, in the Buddhist teachings, they are complete, like the teaching stages of the teaching available only in Buddhist teachings, especially emphasize the selflessness, teaching of selflessness, interdependent rising. These teachings are very unique, how form and emptiness it's related. So those teachings. So, and we kind of thinking about our true, not only know, but how to use it. It's very important. Through using, you learned, or first you learn, then you use it. But this way of teaching is you use it to learn, to achieve, to kind of generate compassion. And then after this, so this is a kind of giving us a reminding, saying, you should smile. I will forget my smile. You should smile. And then this, of course, many traditions in Tibetan, also Tibetan tradition, some teacher very serious, and also sometimes quite a short-tempered kind of people. And then because of that surrounding environment, very much in Buddhist kind of faith and devotion, so people see them as a kind of another way to tame their own mind. So they won't, their students mostly see other peer as the best way to, in order to benefit other people. So in this, I think it's from student point of view, very, very useful, very good. As a Nagarjuna, he also said, generally there is a different way to say or communicate, pleasant, and like a drinking honey type of words, and also very meaningful, make people thinking, and through that they benefit from the kind of meaningful words. And they're also kind of wasting time or making people more frustrated words. So here, saying tame once your own mind, master your own mind. You are your own master. The final kind of decision on your own hand. So Buddha himself also said, he is just a guide, show the path, the traveler or people go which direction towards enlightenment or continue in samsara, totally relying on the practitioner oneself. So, but here, as a practitioner, if you think we should learn from maybe just the first, if you don't know how to be nice, then also maybe they need to one course of teaching to help teach how to smile. Something, used to be people working in a restaurant and a hotel, maybe flight attendant, they make good smile to holding chopsticks between your teeth and make you practice, I think, familiarize the muscles of your face muscle. And also here, San Francisco, University of San Francisco, one teacher, Professor Paul Ekman, he's a facial expression professional, specialist. He said, if you make a fake smile, actually they help you to transform the mood very much quickly. If you are angry but you try to smile, then that is leading you. There is a cause or one kind of inspiration, one kind of reason you can rely on, you can step on it, then to change as like one thick cloud, small blow of wind can make the movement and then create a giant kind of movement. Similarly, people happy or unhappy by small kind of instant, so you can make that also too. And also said, don't regio or squirreling. Squirreling is that one? Is that the wrinkle or squirreling? They said,
what's that?
Squirreling, wrathful frown.
Wrathful frown.
Frown.
That's my, like,
Yes. Anger. And before that was a wet your
scowling.
Yes.
Same thing.
Oh, I see.
Same thing.
I see.
Not a good countenance. Yes. Not a good expression.
Very.
Angry.
Say very. And to be calm and be kind of not angry face. It's angry. If you have an angry face, you should kind of change and transform to anybody to say truthful words, honest kind of friends become. I saw like one people who I knew recently, introduced by another person, and then she said, "Are you kind of how come you have a like deep what's it called? What's the from France?" I said, "Oh, this is not because I'm a very angry person, but I already have this since my childhood." But you can see some people very serious, then they often make the muscle here very tight, and then the deep mark come. Yes, please.
Okay. You're not acting inconsiderately, move chairs and furniture so noisily around. Likewise, do not open doors with violence. Take pleasure in the practice of humility.
Yes, and then this is a very, to tame your mind first, and then to tame your words, speech, and then tame your movement of the body. So this including people who walk in, there's maybe some people like troop walking, they don't care if you live in a second floor, third floor or something, then you can hear people who maybe hearing the step on the movement of a foot. And also if you are going to be in a gentle or nice environment to eat something, restaurant or something, people moving chair or table by carelessly, if you service or by who people, customer came, and then leave, they don't range the seats, but just leave chaos, kind of chaotic way. But some people, well, after finish the food, they can help a little bit to kind of bowl and plant chopsticks or fork or knife, these two certain way easy to servants to take care of it, to clean. If there are a lot of drops with the oil or something on the table, you have your own napkin, you can just rub it and just clean a little bit. And those kind of not your own duty, you can do, it's not necessary you should do, but if it's a kind of certain behavior. You consider other people or not. If people are speaking in a very quiet environment, hospital or library, some people don't care much. They can break argument or something to do something very special. And including, they said you should use your finger. Used to monks have this discipline. You should, if you are on a full ordination BQ, then you have the sticker, some kind of sticker. There is a represent of your vowels. And then there, of course, the design, there is a particular explanation about this sticks. Usually it's metal head and the ground, both side. In the middle side is wooden and made. of course, there, some are very thick, iron kind of stick. And then, because there is some ring, nine rings in three corner, you use that, so making a little bit of circle, and you can make a noise a little bit to people hear you. And if you don't talk, many people, practitioners, wouldn't talk after meal, like lunchtime, after 12 o'clock, then don't eat food, solid food, only some water you can drink. So before noon time, they have to find some food, and then in order to go to other place to do meditation, or especially in summer, in a hot place, they don't serve the safe food for storage, so food for months. So when you approaching one house, and then you can sit, before approaching the door, you can give them some space and make this noise, and people can hear you. But then first you can slowly push the heat to ground a little bit, and then to turn it around and make noise. And inside the family, most people can hear. People can hear that. And then if you do three times, nobody came, then you should move forward, not to continue to knock other person's door or something. And also, if you are in a monastery environment, you have to knock other person's door also, because they're reading or meditating, maybe not able to immediately serve you. So you should say that it's using the finger to knock three times, and then to wait. It's not like using your pump. This what's the pump? Or feet or something to, and then shouting or something. It's not loud in monastery. So it's like that. So in the class teaching or something nowadays, especially I think many people have a cell phone to have make a phone call inside of a room or something. If you're in a class, all the time you remember to turn off or make a silence of your cell phone. It's a similar kind of a respect to all people inside of the teaching hall or shrine hall, meditation hall, those. And also said not moving around from this point, corner to the other place. So, and also some people, I think, making big noise of, coughing. If not really sick or coughing, but like to make your attention, pay attention. I think in Tibet, also many teachers also do a similar way. For example, there is a crowd gathering and everybody talking, and then in America, I think some people using the fork or something to chop heat to some glass or something. Yeah. And also in other places, people do. And then they want to say something. If otherwise you shouldn't do purposeless coughing, very big coughing and so forth. Let's see. So saying you should keep pleasant and quiet kind of movement. And given an example of those animals. Yes.
Herons, cats, and burglars achieve what they intend by going silently and unobserved. Such is the constant practice of a sage.
So, in the summer time, people retreat 3 months, monsoon season, and avoid to harm plants and animals who live those area, bees or fly, even small, are the most busy time for those animals. Some to accumulate fruits and the flower or roots for next kind of season. And some of the reproduction or producing next generation. And those very busy time, people avoid in less counter-reactive kind of activity. So monks are silent to retreat 3 months. So monsoon retreat, this also keeping still in Tibet and everywhere. If you are fully ordained monk or nuns, you should necessarily have to kind of tend in those 3 months retreat. And nowadays, the rest of the world, I don't think many people mind much about other kind of insects or something other. They run over everybody, including human beings. And then, so here, as we see, said herons, right? Herons fly. These, of course, they are harming other beings. It's not encouraged like them to eat fish or like cats to catch mouse or like a thief to get something out of without permission. It's not talking about this, but these acts, silence movement. Even these birds flying on over above the sea or lake or river, not disturbing much of fish. They don't know what's going on until they catch in close to into it. And similarly, mouse also not seeing them by kind of very quiet movement. And people who, the owner or people who sleeping or something, but a thief try to not disturbing them to take away something. And then this is why this is very important, because it's kind of a minor issue, how white does matter if you move quickly or little bit making noise. It's the same. If you care, and then you improve, big improvement, it came from very small detail things, the detail you do. Great achievement kind of accumulate by small kind of groundwork, very stable and well done of these small things, you're going to have a big success. So small things, actually, it's key to success or failure. So, you know, reflect your daily life or as a practitioner, you should always often remember being kind of gentle, calm, and consider about others' need and thinking about others, less harm and more help. That kind of motivation automatically bring you those qualities. And if you are walking, you shouldn't walk like very wacky or something. So like, please consider you should walk your path and let other people pass. If there's children or old people, let them go first or go behind something. So you according that situation, including if there is a small animal, insects, if ants or something moving the line around, you should be careful. And the next time you avoid to not step on those small sentient beings. And then once your mind and the body, speech become very stable and silent, become very vast, compassionate, and very tenderness, your mind, then the quality of your mind closer to reach some able to tame your own mind, wrathful kind of nature, the turbulence of emotions, mood, and once you become more stable, then you will see that kind of a subtle movement of the thoughts. And then you continue to practice, then you're able to maintain single point mind that is kind of a closer to reach enlightenment. And once you become able to maintain that single pointedness longer time, that means you have a less kind of a control of the flocked emotion, distorted mind view, and uncontrollable wild kind of thoughts will be pacified by the calmness and stableness. And then if one instance of realization words, you become kind of transformed from normal to saint.
When useful admonitions come and sought from those who skill in counseling their fellows, welcome them with humble gratitude and always try to learn from everyone.
Mm-hmm. So this is a kind of attitude or motivation to study, improve yourself continuously, and also to kind of help other sentient beings. You really value that formless wisdom, internal wisdom, kind of patience, and diligence, compassion, wisdom, those qualities you really see as the much, much important than gold, diamonds, silver, those same things. And then this is a kind of one way saying if you can skillfully get advice from other people, that's it's wonderful. And other people, not because you request some making those suggestion, but also give you right kind of suggestion, it's dharma teaching, then we should humbly to receive those teachings and those words who can it can help you and help other people. Of course, other people saying something doesn't mean everybody knows many deep things. So sometimes the people say it's maybe not wrong, but not that meaningful. Some people say something, maybe it's a little bit wrong. Then if you hearing them by using your totally respect others' point of view and others' position, and his own kind of thoughts, whether it's a righteous or limited understanding or something, partial rights, but you'd not necessarily have to follow what you hear from everybody. But if you hear one person who say it's right or wrong, especially it's the right words, beneficial words, then we should address our attitude more to both of people. We should respect and also able to take patience, you patiently receive that heard others' voice, and have a patient and respect to completely finish other, let other people finish their words. Those are very nice, good quality. Especially if it's kind of related to enlightenment, reach enlightenment, how to achieve kind of better, vaster compassion, deep wisdom, that kind of progress, accumulation of wisdom. Then we totally kind of humble yourself and not show any unhappiness or proud. It's like a
不屑那种东西。Somebody
looked up on Google, looked down upon somebody else and said, this kind of attitude,
do you have a more accurate word for it?
More accurate. She don't know what you were saying. It's like attitude
of not being
humble. That's right. Yes, yes. It's the same. Like, if you already knew that kind of words, huh? If you already knew what he was talking about, you heard about disdain.
Disdain.
And that some people. Oh, I have a. I remember one. Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche. He's one of his kind of friends came to him and said, oh, I have practiced the very high teaching from this and that Mahamudra Dzogchen. And then Trungpa Rinpoche said that this person said, what I kind of should learn from you? And then Trungpa Rinpoche said, oh, I'm going to teach you how to do meditation. he has this ability, of course, to see what kind of a problem people have somewhere. How to say, not genuinely know how secret those teachings are. So it's the one I'm thinking is. So a different way to communicate and let benefit other people. So anyway, you should humble yourself and then accumulate to respect others. And so Onda also said, wise man, I think Mepa Rinpoche also said this, wise one, even kids talking about something right, they will carefully listen and then to learn from them. And also said, one, normally people don't consider the other people, someone is wise or enlightened, but if he speak truthfully, then you should respect and then equally kind of to the words, people, you see the words, and then if the words is truthful, then you respect, you respect people all the time, but it means you can learn from them and make good communication with based on those, not looking at social status and appearance of somebody, clothes, something. So these, even you have a highly kind of educated, you know many things, but others, small contribution or small knowledge, others good virtue, you also still continue to learn from others. And if you continue to this kind of attitude, this way of learning, accumulate even in small kind of portion of good quality of others, you will kind of receive and continue to accumulate. Not long ago, long after, you are going to be kind of better than before, because kind of you have a much wiser kind of position. And then, praise all those speech is worthy. Say your words are excellent. And then you'll notice others acting well, encouraging them in terms of warm approval. So, and this means if you don't respect this person, then normally you cannot benefit from his words. But if you firstly think, put yourself as an equal to other person, and also want to, there's a Chinese phrase where it's saying three people meet together, or three people gathering, and three people walking together or something, three people gathering. And there must be my teacher inside of the three, something like that. Must be there, it's something to learn from those. So, if you listen carefully, many people were expressing different ways some meaningful things, even although he didn't complete the sentence or complete the on the surface, but the behind that, there is definitely something you can understand and you can make it more a clear meaning. So in this, I said simple words, but if expressed by people behind that, there is always, you can lead each line of words, it can lead to the golden kind of thought. That kind of means. And if people do make such a communication, you often use the attitude or gesture of happiness, and you say your words are excellent. So I think this is this very important to say. Many people in the face, they respect you and maybe saying something words. Some don't, you know, some even like in the front of everybody to directly treat differently. For example, you have some social position, social status, and others don't have, then they can immediately ignore some people in lower position. Or if you say, oh, actually, yesterday I transferred a few million dollars to some people, then they turn to you and saying something, make communication towards you, and those kind of a situation. And then in many situations is the imprint of you saying good things and then immediately turn away, say, oh, this person is something, or that is something I dislike, or way of his dress, way of his talking. And I think, I suppose he is supposed to be something. So those words, you should avoid. You say, if you completely from out of compassion and then to praise people, behind of people, maybe in front of people, saying too much nice, people thinking you are, what's the words, this kind of a fossil kind of praising people by other motivation. And then say, if you consider the right words, you can praise people in front of people. It's not exaggerated kind of words, then it's fine. And then behind of this person, at least you shouldn't say negative things. Maybe you can keep silence, or you can as according to your own knowledge, you don't make fossil kind of praise, but you can give some fair words, right in a positive side. Or people who wish them good, so completely not from the political kind of agenda, but genuinely in order want to, like all people are my fellow kind of human, and also family members as a brother, sister, another yourself, you're thinking of this, so give them encouragement, because behind people talking and this and that will indirectly also some effect to this person. So you want to make contribution or right contribution, so you say only good words. If other people want to say, oh, you know this person, so I want to know what he is or who she is, then generally you can make a positive image, and then those accumulate good karma, also yourself and other people too. Because, what is it? Also separation, hiding separation and obvious separation. There are many separation, but if you, behind people, if you're talking about something negative too much, then those are hidden kind of a separation between people's relationship. So it's not encouraged by all teachings of Dharma. Yes, if your friends or his friend are really a dangerous person, maybe won't hurt this person, maybe killing this one, or you completely have this knowledge properly, this person is going to be harm other person if he have a very, very strong wrong view, something you thinking you can save from that kind of way. What's called it's cart. It's a religious group. Maybe it's a wrong kind of idea. And then some people killing the group, people killing themselves or something. It's those kind of group. You, if you know those situations, then you can separate. That is a considerable good work. Otherwise, generally, not encouraging any kind of negative talk behind of others. Mm. Mm-hmm. So here, what we're saying is, if those people or communication make people towards enlightenment and compassion, and transform our negative emotion, those consider as a good to praise. In those situations, if other people are doing anything good, that suppose you should done by other people. It's our own kind of, we are in same goal, so we praise other people, including like doing anything good, like a personal meditation and study more, and doing charity works, and also helping others or anything. That is a kind of a general kind of situation. If you want to do it, and if you can do a small contribution, it's wonderful. And according teaching of Dharma said, if you rejoice, yes. Rejoice, then you accumulate the same amount of merit. It's said. Mm-hmm. If you like praying to all of the other people well or something. And then without your help, other people doing well, that's it, wonderful too. So you should also rejoice them and completely. If you one person who passed away seems like attending enlightenment, then it's also wonderful. You should say, oh, wonderful. So this means, generally, this world, in worldly society, we have this culture to competition, kind of kind of way of thinking. Like a student, you make competition, you know, supports, and then you make competition. But in Dharma field of practice, there's competition of who can do more meditation or who can, that is not a motivation. The motivation is completely towards other consenting beings and to realization of total enlightenment. Encourage them in terms of warmth and approval. But of course there are some way of a kind of balancing some people. Say, oh, he is a very good, but take a, or you can make a circle and then leave something where it's make other people think, but it's negative something. So it's really not good. You don't say directly, but you make a circle and then the conclusion is bad something. So people, the mind of a human being very smart. So be careful of one's own motivation. If that motivation is bad, then it doesn't matter you praising it behind or front, it's bad. It's still, but motivation is genuine. Sometimes if you criticize in order to help others, it's considered as if you're wise enough to see who should you criticize or wrong criticize, maybe make worse bad situation. But if you understand that situation and how much amount of so let's take something you can chew or something, bite something you can chew. That's similarly, you can see what is you, under your skill you can help, and then they consider as the right and positive.
Extol their qualities to speak. When they're praised by others, praise them too. But when the qualities they praise are yours, reflect upon their skill in recognizing qualities.
So this is also just teaching is in many teachers who there's work their kind of book or their work mentioned this that Lamrim Tangpa, he said to take a responsibility or to take a dirt replace others' suffering unknowing way. Like this silent way. That means you don't, if you do, did something good, you don't say, oh, this, I did this, and then my name touched on your food, and take a picture, and then to say, oh, this is, I done this, something. I saw them in many places. They're doing some offering to monk, some money, or other people. Like other monk holding the half money, and then you holding half money, or something. It made it, and then take the photo, say, I'm giving this to other people. Or maybe intentionally, seems other like the, you take photo while I'm passing those money, okay? And those, and then, especially, it's a no, not normal activity, only in once kind of, okay, once a while. But some government help also like that. In New Year time, maybe winter time, it's difficult and harsh time. It's good for poor people. But poor people not only need those material things, as all need dignity, a human kind of equal treatment, give them some decency or kind of feeling of that inside they're worthy of something. not humiliate those. It's not maybe much more than valuable than this food or something. Also including some kids. They know, oh, now you give me this box of pencil, but you want me to take photo of you. Uh-huh. And then these are not very, they know very, very smart. Everybody think, oh, you are kind of selling me by pass this box of pencil. That kind of attitude. So it's a, if you can do, you can take the other's suffering silently and not obvious way. And also many student teacher those relationship also doing those also too. You should accumulate merit of devotion silently. Maybe some people say, oh, I have a very strong devotion to teaching or this teacher. And then after not long time, then they forgot their own feeling. And then also some people say, I promise I do this and that. And then also easily, if you make big herd of voice, one, then not easy. So always thinking about, if you say, or some students say, oh, you are a very good teacher, maybe you should think of, it's actually Dharma itself, it's so kind of inconceivable, unsurpassable teaching itself make everything kind of important. So less thinking about this ego, thinking about I have this kind of followers of many or something. If people who, one teacher who have many students, even millions or billions, or not billions, maybe only 7 billion on this world. So if many students following one person, then one not forgotten because people like them because they die because of Dharma. So in this kind of a way. So here especially I'm saying genuinely praise or respect others, very important, other tradition, other culture, other people, continent, you don't live the lifestyle or live way of living is very different from you, but still you see that value and circumstances and the historical kind of position, tradition. So you understand, the more understandable, making more understandable and respect them. The transforming the behavior of by front of another person you praise and then in the behind you talk a lot of other things and it's like in appearance and mind very differently and a double or triple face kind of feeling and this is also said in Mepa Rinpoche's teaching, that one person who constantly saying negative things to other people, then those people who do this, not even his master or the master, but even like a heavenly or God or other kind of God cannot protect this person. Who often, always criticizing others. The teacher will not benefit this person, and teaching will not benefit this person because he's mine. And the other kind of us, there's a word I don't really like, that's something, enlightened kind of one, the enlightened beings or worldly divine beings cannot protect them, protect those people who have always criticized him. And so the next part is saying, if you people saying, praising you, you have possessed those qualities. When the qualities they praised are yours, reflect upon their skill in recognizing qualities. That is saying, once people praising us, or criticizing us, something they hear, especially praising us, is saying, if you have a certain, possess certain qualities, definitely came from other kind of cause and conditions, by, benefited by other people, you have learned, you have experienced counter-reacting with the people, and will be receiving teaching from other people. Remember, many people transformed their life in extensive teachings. And many people are quite a wild mind, and then once they went to in the monasteries, they have a good abbot or teacher. For certain years, 3, 4, 5 years, they become very completely different person, mature, gentle, wise person. So used to they do some childish work or do something, and the one person who everybody bullying, and many people thinking this is a poor guy and cannot do anything. But once this person who going to rigorously study teachings, and after a few years, everybody respect this person, saying, oh, he's in a very completely different nature, different kind of attitude. And people want to study even from those people. So this transform came from teaching, teacher, lineage, masters, and the community, monastery, even their parents, or they met in road, on any places. So especially from Dharma teaching. So you're thinking about anything I have, it's totally relying on the teaching itself and the kind person, including teacher and other kind of related to person. And also thinking these are good and bad, and even good, essentially this like praising is illusion, what's the word? Temporary other people praising, but if you cannot do continuously do good, other people will easily criticize too, either. So it's nothing to follow after those words, and then be stable, stabilize your mind. I think this is a nowadays even big problem. It's the other people cannot take any criticize. If this criticism is really meaningful, then it take as a medicine. Although bitter, it tastes like bitter, but it's helpful for your body. Similarly, those words were not easily to take hearing, not very pleasant to hear, but it's useful for future kind of actions. And so I can see that as a very, very precious. But nowadays, I think generally overall people more like rejecting any negative words, especially young kids, just thinking, oh, anything you say, anything they take seriously, harm them, and feeling very depressed and very bad kind of feeling. Anything also kind of praise, they are very overjoyed and then jumping and those kicking and jumping. Those are considered an immature kind of mind. Although, of course, one person praising you, you are become very angry, and that's also too extreme. You think, oh, I don't accept your praise, and you kind of make me weak or something. And then it's not very good. You see them all give you some praise, but you say, oh, I'm not that kind of, as you said, but you reflect upon it, reflect on in the end, how much is true? How much is that kind of water, just water down? And although there is maybe some elements of truth, but thinking about other, that related to other people and the teachings, so you become humble. And then if one person wrongly, very, very drunk into others' words, and it's considered as foolish. If you other people praising you, then you're praising yourself, and then you are in a heaven of a kind of alcohol drunk mind, and then it's not very healthy. Continue, please. Yes.
The goal of every act is happiness itself. Though even with great wealth, it's rarely found. So take your pleasure in the excellence of others. Let them be a heartfelt joy to you.
So as a Mahayana practitioner, so-called Mahayana practitioner, we suppose every action we do, it's all in order to, the goal is to benefit self, others, to accumulate wisdom and happiness. Any movement, anything you do, the goal should be kind of happiness of this life and reach enlightenment, therefore ultimate kind of relative and ultimate happiness. And then these other, sometimes you can see, consider as a mundane life and a regular kind of relationship, but it's a very, very precious, even not, you cannot measure by money. So this kind of a joy and a life, many people, so many, kind of, how to say, attach it to the money itself, then to forgotten, losing themselves, losing their mind, attitude, themselves, what is the value, and what is the meaning of this life. For example, with one society who, too overvalues money, then they're, in their eyes, material and very, very, the first, the most important is material value. Then, if you have a material comfort, but you don't find the meaning of this life, if you, one person who judge people by their earning anything, money, things like property, money, to judge people, to make like a equal, what you have is what you are. Then those people, this kind of attitude in mind will eventually not finding any meaning of this human life. So then, said we should consider the every joy, love, and the compassion, and kind of other benefit of other beings. That kind of attitude are priceless, kind of priceless of joy. So, so everybody, you yourself and others, will kind of try to cultivate in this virtue, merit, and qualities that they make or create their joy and happiness. You also praise and rejoice of others' happiness. So this is a thing. All activities, as we said before, any dharma activities, we shouldn't forget is to generate merit or generate energy to towards enlightenment, to actually reflect the mind internal. That's why dharma teaching generally in Tibetan tradition called the inner-aware tradition, inner awareness of tradition. That all related to your own mind. Actually, the one point all those vast teaching, deep teaching, fundamental roots in your mind, all can conclude into your mind. So study of your mind or cultivate your mind is cultivating all Dharma. In that point of view, if you forgot to reflect your own mind, your own aware of your own mind attitude and condition, then no point to read after words or lines, paper, and then to try to remember something. It's not really useful. Although you can remember many things, something, but certain useful, not really totally. So achievement or realization, experiential realization is happening, embraced by reflect your mind continuously, check your motivation and address your nature and behavior and your own qualities, live transformed, live after one by one, so small to large, day by day, month by month, year by year, you're increasing your good qualities, decreasing negative, destructive qualities. So in that or practice will become meaningful. So similarly, with any activities, it's about self and others' happiness. So that is in priceless. So you should reflect from others. Because we are not one self, one person on this earth, we are doing all things. But we have many kind of beings in six realm of existence, and also human realm, there are a lot of people to interact. So learn from others and also benefit from others and cultivate from those merit and in order to benefit yourself and others, or to rejoice others' happiness. And the opposite is one person who very attach, very strong attachment, and then the importance of gain and lose, hope for the gain, free to the lose, is increasing immense. And then that worries or sex, the passion will drive you to have so many different thoughts and emotions. In end, sometimes even make people sick, and health problem also appears from that kind of grasping. And then you're looking back, it's all suffering. It's not the wisdom, not to see that you can take, wise path. To see those as a way of practice way of transforming yourself, but you drown in it and become slave of your own kind of thoughts and emotions. So this is the opposite, not what we encourage. So it's the same. All the time you should joyfully living in your work life and joyfully practice of spirituality. Mm-hmm. Is it okay, Wallet? I think it's me, my turn, or it's your, okay.
The acting thus, in this life, you will lose nothing. In future lives, great means you will come to you. Wrongdoing brings not joy, but pain. But in the future, joyful torment.
So in this part, you say, if one person becomes very jealousy and competitive, always seeking some competitions, and then this mind or won't become very happy, but unhappy mind, competitive mind. And if you are too much ego and too much self-importance, that kind of feeling, then you won't be happy, and also not knowing how to accumulate merits and meritorious deeds. We should see as a long kind of from past life, this life and future life, we have to keep our eyesight long from this worldly mundane world life towards the enlightenment. So we have a more vast far sights to study and to do things, not just short temporary feelings and then immediately small instant kind of a situation. So if you can do this way to rejoice others and happily enjoy your life and the practice, then this today in this life you don't lose anything, but you have accumulated merits. And in the future lives, you have continuously on the path of accumulation. You have this attitude and the nature, good foundation of compassion and wisdom. And then your behavior also towards those enlightened qualities. Then you rest distractions, no space or no place to take roots on your mind. We are angry or we have an emotion. Those are also losing our control of mind, mindfulness, and not only mindfulness, but more about enlightened awareness. And it's like if your fly comes to you and then sticking into your skin and leave some eggs and flow away. It's not a very pleasant feeling. Similarly, if you don't guard your mind or you don't aware of your mind, emotion comes, fly, like as a fly, and then take a place in groups, become strong and powerful, or leave eggs of next generation and then he flew away. And then you're thinking, it's not visible, so you don't take as action as a UC fly to chase the way. So we should often check our own mind and not let destructive emotions or thoughts kind of making their playground of your mind. And then today we think we will stop here. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all the spiritual following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout the three times, all the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated the practicing of this line. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from storming waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this spiritual, may all beings complete the collection of merit and wisdom and attain to the secret kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Thank you very much.